Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Sarah Reynolds.
I'm Wendy Papazan.
And I'm Via Williams. Today, we're going to talk about energy hacks to get you through your day. You know, what I say a lot to people is time is actually not your most precious resource. Energy is. I know that sounds weird, but I actually think time management is a myth. I think energy management is much more important. And we know from our last episode that there's five areas of our life where we need to protect our energy, right, guys? We have, let's see if I can get them all by heart. Spiritual, physical, yep. Emotional, mental, business energy. Did I do
good
it?
Good job.
That was good. That was good. I'm in fuego today. I know. It's good. So there's a five-step energy plan that we recommend you follow, and you can have all of this done by 11 a.m. each day. Number one, meditate and pray. Number two, exercise and eat. Number three, hug, kiss, and laugh. Number four, plan and calendar. And number five, lead generate. We've all developed a lot of hacks, right, to get us through the various types of energy, energy
yes.
managing, yes. right? Managing your energy, I guess.
Yeah.
And we're just going to kind of go through them.
Well, almost manipulating, you know,
yeah,
I think
it really
it's,
is.
I think it's kind of a myth to think that we don't have control over our energy. And that's really what we're talking about is taking control over your energy and therefore your time, because it's really,
I mean,
you know,
energy is, like Via said, is more important than even time. But I look at time as mm-hmm. a way to protect your energy, right? So we talked about setting up yes. your day in the morning, but then working that time block, working that plan. And I know for me, I was just telling them, I've been really struggling with sort of protecting my energy throughout the day, because before I had, you know, I'm a little ADD, meaning I get distracted a lot. And so I put all these things in my world to protect me from being distracted. And during this pandemic, a lot of them are gone, right? We're not working at our office next to our yeah. gatekeeper that's like protecting us from distracting our time, you know, from being distracted. We don't have someone to give our phones to, right? We're limited on those things. So you got to protect your time.
And I think that, you know, if you read the book, The One Thing, right, which my husband Jay and Gary Keller wrote together, yes. they talk about building your bunker.
Yes.
And that's really what you're talking about. That's the best way to protect your energy yep. is to build a bunker, especially around the beginning of the day, which is the most important part of your day. If you can have a productive morning and you can do, if you can implement your habits that you've created in the morning, you know, yep. the rest yep. of the day is gravy. You know, the rest of the day, you can kind of do whatever you want. And you can be a very productive person working from, you know, 5 a.m. until 11 o'clock or whatever that looks like for you. So build your bunker, whatever that means for you. You know, for Sarah, she runs a big business and she can afford to have a personal assistant who comes and takes her phone every day. I know you were just saying earlier how that's not happening. You know, Lydia, who's your right-hand gal, she's not coming and taking your phone away from you. She's not protecting stopping people from coming yep. into your world. You know, nobody's coming into your office yes. right now, but they're pinging you, they're texting you, they're
so
calling
the biggest
you,
hack I would recommend. Yeah, we have.
Well, I think we've started.
Well, it yeah. is my bunker like, hack bunker for hack. When we're in normal times. But let me tell you how I've adjusted, because first of all, it took me a while to even realize.
Okay.
But then now that I realize, I'm having 90-minute spurts throughout the day where my phone is away in a different room. I've literally had to physically take my phone and put it in a different room to where whatever my time block is for those 90 minutes that I have my notebook and my computer, what I'm working on, and then all of my notifications are off and my phone is away. So that's a big hack, is taking the time to put your phone away.
So do you yeah. just pay like one of your daughters a couple
Seriously.
Bucks to just go hide it? Like, here's $2.
Don't let mommy
go
know where
hide
it is.
The phone. Right?
Until I come out.
Right.
And I booked 3 appointments.
No, I think that's huge. Except for you clearly don't have what I have. I have iMessage on my computer. And the minute I do that.
I do.
Oh, you turn
so
off your iMessage
notifications. So that's the other hack. You
got to
turn off the notifications.
So I do too.
Hack number two. Turn off all
turn
notifications.
Turn off all notifications. Facebook.
I have most of mine off.
Animal like Crossing.
Almost all of them, but not all of them. Animal Crossing. What even is that?
Oh, it's the biggest thing right now, you guys. You don't know about it? Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to tell you about it.
Okay,
it'll
but
just
the key, why
you.
We're talking about time with energy is that people
I'm literally Googling Animal Crossing.
People get so distracted and then your energy gets down. If you let people come in to your world and you hear the bad news that's going on and that you're supposed to be focused on this, your energy all of a sudden starts tanking without realizing it. So making sure you're eliminating those distractions and putting the phone away, turning the notifications off, that is such an important hack for protecting your energy.
Another thing is really to just create goals from different parts of your life and keep them in front of you when you feel yourself drifting or getting distracted, right? For me, it's my 411. It's one of my open tabs. And whenever I feel myself drifting, because you guys, it's just natural human behavior. You know, we're not robots. We just are not. It's natural human behavior for our mind always to be going and moving. And that's just a part of it. And so we really have to kind of fight our natural human behavior all day long.
Yes.
And the way that you do that is you click on that tab. Okay, Wendy's 411. Okay, what's my priorities for the day? What's my priorities for the week? What are my personal priorities? And can I take a time block like Sarah's talking about and just knock out some of these things?
Yeah, one of our listeners sent me an Instagram message asking, you know, how when you're consumed with fear, do you move forward and focus on the things that you need to focus on? And I responded and told her, I keep the long-term vision in front of me constantly. So where do I want to be 3 years from now? Where do I want to be 5 years from now? And when I see myself, either my energy going down or being consumed with fear, whatever it is, I focus on that versus my present circumstance. And I think that that is a huge important hack, is focusing on where you want to go long-term and keeping those goals in front of you.
Very, very powerful, Sarah.
That reminds me, Sarah, that's really great. And that reminds me of a hack I have. So I read a long time ago, and this is a business energy hack. So this is a lead generation hack. And I learned a long time ago that anyone who has call reluctance, or certainly cold call reluctance, it's because of one of two problems. They don't know who to call, or they don't know what to say. That most people can gumption up the energy to make a call that they don't want to make if they know what they're going to say, and they have faith and confidence in it, and they know who to call. So I have this little thing I do with myself. I think, okay, for my lead generation tomorrow, do I know who I'm calling? The answer is almost always yes. The biggest issue that usually comes up is, do I know what I'm saying? Well, kind of, no. Do I really know what I'm saying? Literally, what's my opening line? What am I going to start with? What is the outcome I want in these phone calls? I want an appointment. Okay. Because most lead generation is seeking an appointment, right? So I find that my biggest hack in any reluctance and putting it off, if I really analyze it, it's probably for me anyway, because I don't know what to say. I don't have confidence in the script that I'm in of the moment.
At Her Best Life, we're not just building businesses. We're growing our net worth, leveraging our platforms for good, and living our big lives. And that's what Empire Circle is all about. It's an executive membership designed for ambitious business women leaders who want more. More growth, more profit, more impact, and more freedom. This is where powerful, deep connections meet powerful results. Apply now at herbestlife.com and join us by stepping in to Empire Circle.
I think a big one, another hack is making sure that we're not just like sitting all day and just like working away. I believe in 90-minute spurts of work and then get up, take a walk, go outside, go drink some water. Like, you've got to have like a 10 to 15 minute break about every 90 minutes. Get up and go outside, take a walk. You will feel your energy lift and then you're back into the next 90 minutes.
Yeah, there's actually lots of studies that show that your productivity declines the longer you work.
Yes. Yep.
Right? Yep. So the more hours you spend at work, the less productive you are. So instead of thinking about staying the latest and working the longest, how do you get the most productivity out of the shortest amount of time? Right? How are you super productive? Like, if you're thinking about that morning, how are you just uber productive? And that also goes for taking vacations. You know, this is about growing a big business, but also having a big life. And so when you think about your taking breaks and getting some of your productivity back, sometimes that means after you've had a really intense, you know, I know for all of us that are in the pandemic here, we're recording this in the middle of August, right? It's been since March, right? We've been dealing with a lot of this stuff. Most of us who take regular vacations every couple of months, we take time off. That hasn't been happening, right? And I know for me, I'm really feeling that lag because for me, that's so powerful. I'm in the moment. I'm super present when I'm on vacation. I get to be around my family. And so I'm really struggling, you know, with that part of it. I mean, I need a vacation.
Well, can we just keep, this is such a good hack. Like this is one of, this is a
hold
big
on, hold on, Via. Okay.
Because
part of having a big life is having an awesome tribe. So Wendy, when are you taking a vacation?
I know. I need one. I know. Well, it's been, you guys, it's tough, guys. I'm really, yeah. You know, usually I'm the one who's always
yes.
like, here's where we're going. Here's my list. Here's all the things. And I'm feeling, I don't know. I'm just really struggling with what to do and where to go. And yeah. I don't know. I'm struggling. So
I think we have to go to places that rely on nature more yes. than city environments
that's so
right now.
That's so true.
Yeah.
We want tough. That for you. Yeah. You need it.
No, yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and that's good, Wendy, because that's like a macro break. You know, vacations are like a macro break. But going back to that kind of daily break, right? I had the opportunity to watch Juliette Funt, who is just amazing, and she has a whole speaking teaching. She's an author on white space at work, and it really kind of was good timing because it was before the pandemic. And then that led into Ben Kinney, our CEO, did a company-wide movement. And there's no other way to describe it. He rallied the entire company to think in terms of, you know, sprints and recoveries rather than these long marathons. To your point, Wendy, because we all know we're just not as effective when we're just slogging away. And so building in white space every 90 minutes or so is so important. And I just wanted to add in that I think it's really important to add hydration into that for going to physical energy. If you train yourself to, you know, I've got my tumbler here, and what you guys didn't see behind the scenes is that my assistant brought me a pitcher of water. So there's a pitcher of water that I'm staring at right now to refill that. Yes. I'm just not good at it naturally. I'm like you, Wendy. I'm not good at that. But I also wanted to add that I think physically going into that physical recovery, if every 90 minutes, if we can allow ourselves white space and we can get up and walk somewhere and physically stand up and move and get out of our environment, just have our eyes look at different things, maybe nature, if you can do it. You know, Sarah and I can't do that always in the winter. We can't always go outside.
Well, I can't do it right now. It's too hot out. I'm missing it.
It's too hot.
Yeah, no, that is. And I know, I don't know if this is necessarily a hack, but I think it's really important, which is trusting other people. Because what you want to be aware of what's also worth your energy. So Wendy has talked about before creating the not to-do list, right? And making sure that you are trusting those around you to get things done that aren't worth necessarily your energy, to make sure that you're focusing your energy on the right things. So every morning, looking at that list, making sure that you're not focusing your time and energy on things that other people can do or you can outsource. So I think that that's key too.
All right.
What about music? Yes.
I love music.
Yeah. Music is great. Yeah. Just a little pump up music in the morning. I know I used to like pump up, I don't know, whatever, stupid bad pop music on the way to work. And I don't do that as much. So now I've had to like move the stereo into my office and just do some different things to help me get my energy up in the morning when I'm just not feeling it. Because the reality is, you know, you're not always going to feel like amazing every day. Even if you follow your energy plan in the morning, you're just still not going to feel it. And it could be because you didn't sleep or you got stuff going on or life stuff is weighing you down. And so energy is one way to just, music is one way to just like lift you up.
Yeah. Okay. So here's a hack I have. And it, you know, it has to do with a ritual. I really believe that rituals are a huge part of managing your energy. So that right there is a hack. Creating rituals, because you don't have to think about a ritual. They come naturally. So one of my rituals, as you guys know, is I take a bubble bath every night. And you can tell like my mood of the day based on what I'm listening to. So am I listening to an Andy Stanley podcast? Am I listening to an audio book that's fiction? Am I listening to serial? I mean, it just depends, you know, what the mood is. I have a couple playlists of music that's like via mood. If you can get on Spotify and follow me. I have really good playlists, but I have a Via Mood playlist. And that is when I want to go into deep thought in the bath. I use that time a lot. I light candles. It's dark in there. And I have been known to go through a whole playlist in a bubble bath, you know, with bubbles up to my nose, and just contemplating life, contemplating, you know, the issue of the moment. And that's pure white space. To me, that's really what white space means. It's there's no agendas on my time.
Yeah. Thinking time is really super important. Yeah. That can be really important. Well, I know for me, you know, I have a big basket at work that's filled with all of the notes and cards that I've gotten like as thank yous from people over the years. I mean, it's a big basket. And so if I'm ever feeling like, and really what that does is it reminds me of why I do what I do, right? Because it's a hard job to build a big business. And so I pick up these cards and it's maybe a thank you note from somebody who did this or a coaching call I did or somebody who whatever. And it just brings me back to like, oh, this is the big picture here, right? It's not all about this little micro whatever that's happening right now. I'm having a legacy impact.
Yeah.
You know,
that reminds me of Via's, what do you like your frame this?
Yeah.
Yes.
My Frame This album. Yeah. I was literally just thinking that. I was like, it's like the physical version of my digital thing. It's called My Frame This album. And it's a bunch of screenshots of text messages, direct messages, Facebook comments, you know, whatever. There's some emails on there from important people who are influential in my way of thinking. So it has to come from people who I respect and who mean a lot to me, who have said things that are typically specific and really complimentary. And it just lifts me up. Like I've got some in there from you guys, you know, a lot of people. And I go to that from time to time, Wendy, just like you do. I think it's really, really special to go to that. And I don't do it a lot, but when I need it, it sure delivers, doesn't it? Yeah. It sure delivers to read all that.
Yeah. Yeah. My kids one year gave me this jar and it said all the reasons that I'm a great mom, which is kind of the same thing too. So sometimes I'll just pull that out and
that's
just
awesome.
A good reminder.
You know, I think our last hack that we have to talk about is making sure that you surround yourself by people that feed positivity into your energy versus deplete it. And I think that's key. And I know that we're sort of in that circle together where we help each other's energy at times. And if we're feeling like we're struggling, we rely on one another, and having that tribe is so important that can do that. But then also having the people around you that says at times, you know, I believe in you. I believe in your greatness. I believe that you've got this. And just making sure that you're surrounding yourself by people that feed positivity into you is so key. And yes, it's a hack, but it's also so important, is who you're surrounding yourself with. And then limit surrounding yourself by people that drain your energy. We all know those people, who they are. Your time around them and make sure that you're protecting your time with people that actually fill your energy cup versus drain your energy cup.
Yep.
Well, yeah. And the hack to that, Sarah, is having tools in your tool belt to externally help feed that. So podcasts, audiobooks, music, all the things we talked about today, you know, the rituals, the physical things. Do you have your jug of water next to you? So the hack would be like, how can I quickly, the best I can, purposely turn that around if it's happening?
Yep. And then I would just say the last hack for me is really just being super present, you know, being that, having that mindfulness. Sometimes that can look like, you know, 30 seconds of breathing where I'm just like in and out, in and out, in and out, just really present with myself, being in the moment. Nature can do that too, where you're going out and you're looking around and you're just being present and kind of getting out of your head, because all of us have that monkey mind constantly. At least I know I do. And you can do that anytime, any place, a minute of breathing, and all of a sudden your energy's back. You can feel a lot better. That. So, today's been awesome, guys. We've learned a lot of interesting hacks on how to protect and manage and manipulate your energy. It is something that you have a lot of control over. A lot of people don't think that, but you really have control over your energy throughout the day. And it starts with a great morning, right? Doing the most important things in the morning. And then taking all these different hacks and tips that we talked about today, whenever you need it, whenever you're lagging, whenever you need a little pick me up. So I know personally, I always get a ton of energy from our Fridays at 10 o'clock Central when we do our podcast recording. It fills my cup up for the week. And so hopefully those of you that are listening are getting a little energy from us too, because we love having you out there. And hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Have a great one.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Empire Building. If you like what you heard, join our tribe by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform and help us spread the word by leaving a 5-star rating and review. Until next time, wishing you a life worth living. And remember, you are an empire builder.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.